Today's Tanya for the 26th day of Elul, Chavav Elul, is in Igeres HaKedesh. It's in Siman Yud Ches. It's in Siman Yud Zayin. It's on Daf Kuf Chavav Omed Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 486. The Alter Rebbe is saying that through the mitzvah of Tzedakah, we are Zeicha, that after Kriyas HaMeisim, we receive a gilui that is higher, even a revelation of godliness that is higher than the revelation of godliness in Gan Eden, where the neshama enjoys and takes pleasure in the presence of God. But that is only the godliness of memala kolamim, that part of godliness that is suited to the created condition, which includes also Gan Eden, since that too was created. But after Tchias HaMeisim, the revelation will be of the Seviv Kol Almin, of that aspect, or that level of godliness that transcends the world and that fills all the worlds equally because it is greater than the worlds. This explains the phrase, Zechova Mitzvos Chomoid. As the Alter Rebbe asked, it should say Mitzvah Secha in plural, but Zechova Mitzvos Chomoid is a reference to the Mitzvah of Tzedakah, because it is tzedakah that is God's special mitzvah. It is a mitzvah that God does in the same way that we do, giving to those who are needy. So it's exactly the same mitzvah, and therefore it is called mitzvah cha, your mitzvah, God's mitzvah, because this is the unique mitzvah that is uniquely God's. Now in today's shiur, the Alter Rebbe will explain the other words in that phrase, rechava and me'id. We are about a third of the way down at the period, on page 486. The line begins, He. Zehu Rechava Mitzvah Chamaid. This is the meaning of Rechava, that the mitzvah, as we explained before, the mitzvah of Tzedakah, is very broad. He, Mitzvah HaTzedakah, Shehi Keli V'Shetach Rechav Ma'id. This mitzvah of tzedakah is a vessel, a receptacle, that has a very wide opening, a very wide space, that enables the endless and infinite godliness to be clothed within it. As it says that God's garment is tzedakah. Garment means the vessel into which something is clothed. And this endless, infinite godliness, although it is now in the vessel, which is tzedakah, every time we do tzedakah, but we won't see it and it won't be revealed until the end of days, after Mashiach comes, after Tchias HaMeisim, and then it will be given b'chesed chinam, with a totally undeserved kindness, b'sarusa d'latata zu, through this arousal from below. And as said earlier, although there is an arousal from below that causes the arousal above to give this kindness, to give this endless godliness, yet it is called undeserved kindness, because we create only a vessel to enable us to receive. That's what the arousal below accomplishes. But to actually motivate the giving of this godliness, this is beyond what we deserve, beyond what we can earn. Hanikra derech Hashem, and this is called God's way, the mitzvah of tzedakah, v'zehu loshen ma'eid, and that's why it is described as very, shehu bli gvul v'tachlis, very means without an end. Aval, however, it says, l'chol tichlo re'isi keitz, the beginning of that verse, of that phrase, Zechava mitzvah chamaid, it says, L'chol tich l'ris in tilim. It says, L'chol tich l'ris ikeit, for every conclusion I see an end. And so the simple meaning of tichla means conclusion. But the Alter Rebbe explains, tichla him iloshen kleis ha-nefesh began Eden. Tichla means expiring, when the soul expires, out of pleasure, out of ecstasy. In Gan Eden, Shehi v'bechinas ket v'tachlus v'tzimtzum kenal. But as we said earlier, Gan Eden is not infinite. It is the memala kol almin. It is the godliness that is tailored and limited to the size and the condition of the world, and therefore it has a ketz, it has an end. V'tachlus and a conclusion, v'tzimtzum and a contraction. Kenal, as we learned earlier, ulechol tichlo, and to every desire, every ecstasy, hu lefi sheyesh kama v'kama milus v'madvegis gan eden. Why does it say to every ecstasy? How many ecstasies are there? So there are many levels of gan eden. Ze lemailam yze advem hamailus, higher and higher until the highest of all levels. Kama shikosu b'lekuti hashas me'adizal v'pidish ma'amadazal. As the Arizal explains on the verse, that on the statement in the Gemara, that Talmidei Chachamim, Torah sages, have no rest, not in this world and not in the world to come. Why don't they have a rest in the world to come? Because they are constantly rising from level to level, in the continuously growing and increasing understanding of Teira, and Teira is endless. Ad achar hatchiyah shiyeh lehem enucha, and this will go on until after Tchiyas HaNesim, until after the resurrection, at which time the Talmidei Chachamim will have a rest, will have tranquility, because they will receive the infinite Torah in a revealed state, the infinity of Torah in a revealed state. Whereas until Mashiach and until the resurrection, the experience of the neshama, when it experiences godliness, is only in finite measure, and therefore there's a constant desire and a constant ecstasy to grow higher and to gain more, because it leaves the soul hungry. So then they have no rest, the Talmidei Chacham. After Mashiach comes and this infinite godliness will be revealed, then they will have their rest. In today's Hayim Yem, the Rebbe writes that the order of making meat kosher so that it can be eaten, and in order to get the blood that is prohibited out of the meat, so the order of steps, of measures by which the meat becomes kosher, is that first there is shriya, soaking, then there's malicha, salting, and then hadacha, rinsing. And what this means, in Aveda, in serving God, soaking means to be marinated, to soak up the words of the Rebbe, the words themselves. Melicha means salting is the Yechidus. And rinsing, the Hadocha, that comes about through singing a Nigun.